You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's Wednesday, and you know that means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center.
If we have to go to the White House, I'm going as myself.
You have to think about your dream and what you want to do.
What it means is open up your goddamn market the way we opened up ours.
Civil War history continues to fascinate us almost 160 years later. And while Michigan played a major role in deciding the outcome of this war, you typically have to travel outside of Michigan to really connect with a tangible aspect of Civil War history. But did you know that Julia and General Ulysses S. Grant lived in Detroit before the war, and the house they called home is still within the city limits? So let's learn more about this Civil War connection as we say hello to the director of the Michigan History Center, Sandra Clark. Good to have you on Stateside, Sandra.
Thank you.
And we want to welcome Grant House enthusiast Laura Raich. Laura, good to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So tell me, first of all, Laura, where was the Grant House originally located?
It was originally located on Fort Street between Rivard and Russell in Detroit. And that area doesn't exist anymore, actually. It's now what most people know as Lafayette Park.
Ah, very good. All right, got that. Just east of I-75.
Correct.
And when and why were the Grants in Detroit?
The Grants were in Detroit. They were newlyweds in Detroit. He was serving as quartermaster at the Detroit Barracks.
Sandra, tell us when and why were the Grants in Detroit, and what do we know about their life while they were here?
They're living in Detroit between 1849 and 1851, and they are newlyweds. They don't have a whole lot of money. We know not a whole lot about them, though we do know that Grant had a horse that was a very fine horse that he loved to race up and down Fort Street.
This is really giving us a different look at that sober-faced man that we know from Civil War photos when he was the general. Julia, I think that we know that Julia and the general lived in a number of places, but what makes Detroit's Grant home so special, Laura?
What makes it, there's several reasons why it's so special. One, it's one of the oldest homes still standing. It was built in 1837. And when General Grant and his wife left Detroit, their memory didn't quite leave. The home was saved and moved. General Grant was mourned when he passed. Detroit came together. They were actually one of the first cities to send their condolences upon Grant's passing. It was saved in 1936. So roughly 100 years later, from when it was built, it was moved to the state fairgrounds. And then again, it was moved in 1957 to a different location within the state fairgrounds. So people have been enamored with this home because of its occupants.
And I remember clearly seeing that White House at the fairgrounds every year when we would go to the state fair. So, Sandra, when it was at the state fairgrounds there on Woodward, just south of 8 Mile, what was the role of the house? Was it an exhibit?
It was open usually during the state fair. The Detroit Historical Society did some exhibitry there. They did some interpretation there. Not very much that was original to the Grants survived. Detroit Historical has a little bit, but it was never open, I don't think, on a real regular basis.
And was it pretty much the original house, or had there been additions made to it?
It's pretty close to the original. Looking at the early maps, it's pretty clear, and actually architects have confirmed this, that the back half of the second story was added later.
Okay.
And when you hear the Grants' descriptions, that makes sense too. But the first floor is basically what it was.
Laura, I know we all remember when the fair shut down in 2008. I remember reading in the Detroit News that this poor house didn't fare very well after that. I saw, you know, mentions of a dirty water bend on the second floor.
And I cringe every time I hear that, because people are so quick to go toward the dark the negative, but it was boarded up.
Yeah.
It was used in several ways. I mean, it was not well cared for in regard to the things they stored inside of it. But, I mean, I think it's amazing to me that the structure is still there. People haven't tagged it. It's been protected, even though it had these things in it, and it you know, as it was updated, the bathrooms and the staircase railing that might have a crack in it or two, the waterbed, but the home, you walk into the home, and it's all still there. You can still feel it.
You can feel it. And now it's moving to the Eastern Market. Sandra, when did this effort to move the house begin and why?
Well, it actually began when the State Fairgrounds closed. Was the first time we started talking about it. And it's because it's obviously going into private ownership. And some people stepped forward and said, that's all well and good, but the Michigan History Center should figure out a new home for it and make sure it's preserved. And it's taken us quite a while to reach an agreement. We really wanted to keep it in Detroit, because it belongs to Detroit, but we also needed to have someone who would give us an easement and the insurance that we wouldn't have to move it again.
So there have been some issues trying to find a new home for the Grant House. Is Eastern Market a good home, Laura?
It's a fantastic home. And I that couldn't be a more honest answer. It is much closer to its original location. Eastern Market Partnership is so excited to have this home. And the really one of the neatest things about it is that its location, for its purpose, it will be seen by thousands of people. Their garden development, the one thing that Julia and Ulysses noted in their letters to one another and their letters to friends was the fruit and vegetables, the ability to walk outside of their porch and have grapes and pears and peaches. And where this home is going, right at the DeQuinder Cut opening, right next door to it, is the open markets. So it's a perfect fit.
Thank you so much, Laura Raich, who is a Grant House enthusiast par excellence, and Sandra Clark from the Michigan History Center. Always great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.